Thank you for calling customer support. How can I assist you?
Hi, I need to cancel a transaction, please.
Okay. Could you provide me with your zip code, please?
My zip code is 58102.
Can I have your first and last name?
Travis Holt. Last name H-O-L-T.
For security purposes of your account, could you provide me with your address, please?
123 15th Street North, Fargo, North Dakota, 58102.
Okay, thank you so much for the information. Just bear with me for a few moments. My system is running slow. One simple little bob, I'll be more than happy to assist you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you.
Okay, are you referring to a $67.32 charge that was taking place on December 25th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so give me one second. I can get you canceled so you will not be charged again, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, so I do have you. I cancel so you will not be billed again or attempt to charge again for any other charges from us. Was there anything else I could assist you with on today?
No, ma'am. Do you know how long it would be before it's returned to my card?
I'll charge it. Okay, give me one second. So because the charge was a valid charge, we can only offer you 35% refund of that $67.32.
Oh, I don't get the whole thing. I don't remember. I didn't order it. I reported my card lost. I don't know if my kid had got into my phone or
okay, because it just shows that it was a $7.95 charge back on December 21st for a tactical bag. It was also a $4.99 priority express shipping charge.
Yeah. I guess I didn't pay attention to that $67 one. I didn't know what that was. I never...
The $67 charge came with the tactical bag because you had 48 hours to call to cancel the membership. So the $67.32 is the full membership price of the tactical bag. So that's what the $67.32 is. And it had went into details to explain in your terms and conditions. That's what makes the $67.32 a valid charge. But as a one-time courtesy, I can't offer you 35% refund. Of that $67.32 will bring it to a total of $23.56 in refund.
Well, no, I'll just dispute the charges.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean,
because like if you dispute it, if you dispute it, if you dispute it with your bank will have to contact us. We'll have to provide them with them same terms and conditions that were provided to you at the signing of the shipping and handling, which will make all charges valid. So even if your bank was the bank to provide temporary credit, they'll come back and snatch that money back because all charges are valid. That's why I said we can offer you a one-time courtesy of 35%, which is $23.56.
Yes, ma'am, but I didn't sign that. I didn't. You
so you're
I mean?
Saying that you never ordered the technical bag either, correct?
Right.
Okay, so what I have to do now, since I already have you canceled, I need to notate your account, I need to put you on a brief hold, and I need to transfer you over to our fraud department, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Hold one moment. After I quit doing the monthly therapy, that's what I have to see, which is cheating. Okay, Mr. Travis, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, well, I do apologize about that. Wait, what I'm going to do is go ahead and get you transferred over to the fraud department. Was there anything else I can assist you with on today?
No, ma'am, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Thank you.